Hey, friends, my name is Becky Kopitsky, and this is the Inspired Business Podcast, where we talk all about how to earn a God-honoring income from your creative work so that you can serve more people in less time and sustain your message financially. In this show, you'll discover smart and biblically sound strategies for growing your reach, promoting your content, honing your craft, and building a business that's based on your top priorities of family and faith. Together, we're going to boost your influence and your income so you can keep changing the world one conversation at a time. I am so glad you're here. Hi, everybody, and welcome to podcast episode 25. Today's episode is all about how to start a podcast, which is kind of ironic since that whole episode 25 thing, I'm pretty new to podcasting myself, and I do not consider myself to be a seasoned expert on this topic. In fact, just 6 months ago, I needed somebody to tell me how to launch a podcast. But I recently asked the members of my coaching group, the Funnel Club, what topics they would like to hear about on this podcast. And several of them asked to learn more about launching a podcast. And since I've just been through that process myself not too long ago, I figured that the very least I could do is tell you the steps that I took and the guidance that I sought to make sure that I was giving my podcast the maximum shot at success. Now, the Inspired Business Podcast, which you are listening to right now, it has been consistently ranked globally in the top 2.5% of podcasts, really since within the first month of my launch, which basically, what does that mean, the top 2.5%? Basically means I'm consistent in posting episodes and I get enough downloads to rank higher than podcasts that are flailing or podcasts that don't post anymore, really. And I do get increasing traffic week over week. So I'm happy with those results, which means that the advice that I got on how to launch a podcast, it's worked well for me. And so I'm really happy to pass it on. So speaking of that, let's give credit where credit is due. In the show notes, I'm going to give you a few resources of people that I've worked with and I recommend for podcast launch help or training. I hired Carrie Vaco to help guide my podcast launch. She is the person who taught me the strategies that we're going to talk about today. I also got some great advice from Misty Phillip, who runs Spark Media Ventures. Misty has a member group for Christian podcasters called the Spark Collective, which is a fantastic resource for advice and coaching on how to manage a podcast in the faith-based industry. So I'll link to more details on those resources in today's notes. Both Carrie and Misty are Christian businesswomen. They are podcasters themselves, and I trust their integrity and their expertise. So I decided for this episode, I'd boil down everything I know about launching a podcast into four overall steps. There are details to consider within each of these four steps, which we'll talk about, but it really is not difficult when you view the tasks according to the four main parts of the process. So again, here's my caveat that I'm certainly not a podcast expert, but I have successfully launched this podcast, and I continue to grow this podcast, and together you and I can grow our podcast side by side, and it's for the glory of God and to serve His people, the people that He's called us to serve. So let's get to it. Step number one in launching a podcast, record a trailer and 10 kickoff episodes. So a trailer, if you're not familiar, is not a full episode. We are talking 30 seconds to maybe a couple minutes worth of content. This is just meant to be a preview of what's to come. So you'll publish your first trailer. You'll publish your trailer first while you're working on recording the first 10 episodes. So your trailer message should deliver a compelling summary of what your podcast is all about and why you're passionate about sharing it with your audience. Just like a movie trailer, it's your podcast trailer. You have one and you publish that before you publish your first 10 episodes. But now those first 10 episodes, you want to plan to have them done and ready to publish all at once. So when you announce that your podcast is live, people will go and they'll listen and they'll see 10 episodes are already in the can. And this is so that when they listen to an episode and they like what they hear, they can keep listening. They can keep binging on more episodes and they can grow more attached to your podcast really right from the start. So when you've got enough content in there to binge right away, you're not going to risk losing a new listener's interests, which could happen if all you have is one episode and then they have to wait a week for your next episode to drop, right? So give them enough episodes to stay hooked. So what should your first 10 episodes be about? Well, these should be 10 of your best topics that explore your core message. You are now establishing who you are, what you stand for, how you serve people. So make these 10 really solid core episodes on topics that are closely related to your purpose as a content creator or a coach or whatever your role is. So let's talk about how. How are you going to record these episodes? So here's the first tool that you're going to need for podcasting. You'll have to choose a podcast recording platform or podcast recording software. Call it a platform, call it software, call it an app. There are tons of options out there. I use Riverside. Riverside is a web-based platform, and I really like it because it's user-friendly, and it has some built-in sound quality features, and I can record two tracks simultaneously but separately, meaning if I'm interviewing a guest, their audio is recorded separately from mine while we're having the conversation. And having separate tracks is important because it means that we can edit each track then independently afterwards. And that's helpful. So for example, when my dog barks while my guest is talking, my editor can cut out my dog on my track, but not have to cut out the audio on the guest track. So it's like that dog bark never happened and the conversation keeps going. So like I said, there are a ton of podcast recording platforms or software options that are out there. Besides Riverside, check into StreamYard or Zencastr, which are similar to Riverside. Choose a recording platform that meets your needs and your budget. And just know that you can always switch if you don't like the one that you're using. One thing I will say is that a lot of people use Zoom for starters because it's free or very low cost, even if you have the pro account. Because on Zoom, you can have a conversation with a podcast guest, and then you can just strip the audio to publish to your episode. So it acts like a podcast recording tool in that manner. But Zoom is really meant as a meeting place, and it probably has the least amount of quality control when it comes to your audio. So if you don't want to sound like you're recording in a tin can, consider upgrading from Zoom to a tool that's really built for podcast recording specifically. Also, I recorded several intro and outro tracks before the podcast went live, and then my podcast editor tacks these onto the start and the end of each episode for me. And you can do that if you choose to. I recommend in your intro, I just have one intro. I'm sure, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while now by episode 25, right, you just skip over that intro. That's where people do the little 30-second advance. But if somebody's new to your show, it helps to have an intro. This is a brief introduction of who you are, what your podcast is about. And then in your outro, you can ask people to do something like share your podcast episode or post a review or some other call to action. I have music in the background of both my intro and my outros, which you can do if you want to, but you don't have to. Just whatever makes sense for you is great. And I have multiple outros, one intro, but multiple outros. And then my podcast editor just rotates them for each of my episodes. So, okay, so that's step number one. Step number two is to choose a podcast hosting service. And this is the second tool that you're going to need for launching and managing your podcast. I will say sometimes, depending on the tool you're using, your podcast recording tool and your podcast hosting service might be the same tool. In my case, they're different. So like I said, I use Riverside for recording, and then I use Buzzsprout as my podcast hosting service. This is where you post and host your episodes. Other tools that are similar to Buzzsprout are Podbean, Libsyn. I always get that wrong. I want to say it's, how did I say it? Libsyn? No, that's a city. It's Libsyn. I'll link to all these below. Anchor is another one. These, for example, are just all programs with the same purpose. It's where you publish your podcast episodes. Now, this isn't going to be a perfect analogy, but just think of it this way. Buzzsprout, which is, again, what I use for hosting and posting my podcast. Buzzsprout is for podcasting, kind of what WordPress is for blogs. Just like you'd publish your blog posts on WordPress, you publish your podcast episodes on, in my case, Buzzsprout or a similar host tool. So to complete step two for your launch, you're going to upload your trailer and your 10 individual episodes and enter show notes for each episode. From your hosting service, like I do on Buzzsprout, each episode will generate an individual URL that you can use to share each episode in an email or on your socials or whatever. And you're also going to create a podcast thumbnail, or that's the image that's going to represent your podcast everywhere people access it. And you post this to your podcast hosting service. I use just one image for all my episodes, but you could do a different image per episode. At a minimum, you're going to need one image that really represents your podcast and your podcast brand. And you're going to upload that, again, like I said, to your podcast hosting service. That's where that lives. So basically, your podcast host platform is the place where you upload and manage all the things that are related to your episodes. Okay, so that was step number two. Now, step number three is to submit your podcast to podcast directories. This is how people find your podcast. So think of podcast directories like TV channels, right, where people can choose to tune into your show. These include Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music. There are a ton of options. And you don't have to choose just one directory. You can post to all of them. I recommend at least posting to Apple Podcasts, which is the biggest one. Used to be iTunes, now they call it Apple Podcasts, and Spotify at a minimum. The majority of my traffic, from my experience, a majority of my traffic comes from Apple Podcasts. And then Spotify is at a distant second. And then the others just trail behind. So it doesn't cost anything, from what I understand, it doesn't cost anything to submit your podcast to a directory. And you do it once for each directory, just one time. So just Google how to submit my podcast to Spotify, for example, and you're going to get plenty of information on the steps to take. And just to make this extra easy for you, in today's show notes, I'm going to provide a link to an article from Buzzsprout on how to submit your podcast to Apple. So that should be helpful. Okay, now, step number four, finally, on how to launch a podcast. Step number four is to tell people about your podcast and ask them to post a review. This is critical. You want to aim for a certain number of reviews. I recommend 50 if you can swing it. That's what I did. If your audience or your network is big enough, you could do more, of course. I wanted all of my reviews to be posted to Apple Podcasts, but Android users, if they don't have Apple Podcasts, because of course it's an Apple app, they could post a review to Spotify or, you know, whatever directory they preferred, but they post those reviews on the directories. The key, though, is to ask everyone to post their review the week that your podcast launches, preferably even the day that it launches. So let them know in advance. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I don't even know exactly how reviews influence rankings. And from what I understand, reviews are no longer as powerful as they used to be in terms of how the interwebs will score your podcast. But they certainly don't help and they don't hurt. Sorry, they certainly don't hurt and they can only help. So, for example, like I said, I sent an email to my list about a week before my launch date, meaning a week before my 10 kickoff episodes went live. I shared a link to Buzzsprout where the trailer was already posted. And I told everybody that I was looking for 50 people to write a review of my podcast on the day it launched. And I asked them if they'd be willing to help. And then I emailed them again on launch day with a reminder. And people just started listening and posting reviews. It takes a few days for those reviews to actually show up once someone has submitted one. So don't be surprised if somebody says, hey, I submitted a review on Apple Podcasts and it's not there yet. It may take several days. But in my case, after about 3 days into my launch week, I had over 80 reviews. And that just helped to validate the podcast and start generating a buzz. Now, that was just the beginning, of course. So we just talked about four simple steps to launch a podcast, and you only launch a podcast once, but then you have to keep up with it and keep posting episodes and telling people about them on an ongoing basis. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. Today was just about how to launch. What are the steps to get your podcast from an idea in your head out into the world where people are listening to it? But next week, I'm going to come back with some insight on how to continually promote your podcast, or more accurately, how to position your podcast as a tool in your overall marketing strategy. And by that, I mean, we're going to maximize the power of your podcast to grow your business and your income. And that is something that I am a little bit of an expert on versus launching a podcast. I know how to use a podcast as part of your marketing strategy. So that's going to be an exciting trip inside the inner workings of the Inspired Business. So I do hope you'll come back to join me next week. If this episode blessed you, or if you think it could help a friend who's thinking about starting her or his own podcast, then I'd be honored if you'd share it. When you share an episode of the Inspired Business Podcast, effectively, you and I are working together to encourage and equip more positive voices to rise up and bring hope to a world that so dearly needs it. Amen. So thanks for listening, everybody, and I look forward to seeing you here next time. Thanks so much for tuning into the Inspired Business Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, if it spoke to your heart in some way, would you take a screenshot of it and post it to your socials or email it to a friend? The best way that we can help more Christian voices reach the world with their content is by working together to share God-honoring tips and advice, which is what I aim to do here on this podcast. So thank you for spreading the word and for walking alongside me on this Inspired Business journey. God bless you and your household. I'll see you next time.